The ePortal is a 7-inch tablet. Selling at less than $100, you can call it bare bones. It has a cardboard cover, and it doesn't come with any built-in content. And that's one of the selling points, according to Bob Patrick. His Atlanta-based company, MXN Corporation, is developing the ePortal. Even though it's Wi-Fi based, students can't just go Googling around on it. And Patrick says school systems don't have to buy content. They can create their own.
The school system, even down to the individual teacher, decides what content is presented to the student, and they just pin the applications, the links, and the content to the student's landing pages, and there it is.
3 fifth grade classes in Harrelson County are using ePortals for the next few weeks. Marty Bray is the school system's chief technology officer. He says the tablets don't require a lot of tech support, and he likes that. He's now getting feedback from teachers and students.
So far, everything has gone very well, and especially considering that it's a pilot and we're testing this out and seeing what the issues are, I've been very pleased so far.
This pilot program of the ePortal comes just as Rupert Murdoch's News Corp unveils its school-targeted tablet, Amplify. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.